You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous. I am going to be doing a quick tip on the emoji rotor. Several months back, we had someone that gave us a tip on Apple Viz, which has been around for quite a while, apparently, but something was new to me. And anyway, we have had some users asking if I would be able to show them how to do it by audio. And I said, sure, why not? So I'm going to do that. Basically, let's talk about what emoji is. For those that don't know what emoji is more of a character or a picture. It's kind of a cartoon picture that we use now when we text to people back and forth. Now, for example, I'm going to do an example here today. So like if I say pizza, P-I-Z-Z-A, for example, there is an emoji that you can replace the word pizza with a real picture or a graphics emoji, a slice of a pizza. So somebody with a vision is going to see a slice of pizza there. So no, it's not a real picture of a pizza, but it's just a cartoon makeup. Anyhow, this has been pretty... a lot of people use emoji. I know my family does, and quite a few sighted people like to use it as well. So for us to blend in with the community, we just like to do emoji ourselves, right? It just gives you a little flair of your personality and just make fun and just be able to put things in there. All right, without further ado, I'm going to pretend that you don't have emoji set up. So there are several steps we need to do to turn on emoji, and then we need to do a minor tweak within the accessibility so it will tell us that is an emoji and not just a word, okay? So VoiceOver will basically say this is an emoji. So we got to do those two things first. All right, let's get the keyboard set on first. And what you do is you go to your Apple settings. So I'm going to go here.
Settings.
Okay.
Double tap to open.
And double tap to open that. All right.
Settings.
And now you have to flick to the right until you get to a section called General. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Search. Thomas Dom. Airplane mode. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Cellular. Personal hot. VPN. Notification. Control center. Do not disturb. General. Button.
There it is. And go ahead and do a one finger double tap to open up
Selected.
General.
Settings. Back button.
I'm going to keep swiping to the right until I get to something called keyboard.
General. About. Software. AirDrop. Handoff. CarPlay. Home button. Accessibility. iPhone store. Background. Restriction. Date and time. Keyboard. Language and region. Keyboard. Button.
All right. I'm going to double tap keyboard.
Selected. General. Back button.
I'm going to swipe to the right here.
Keyboards. Heading.
One more.
Keyboards. One.
There
button.
It is. Okay. By default, keyboard is set to one unless you've add keyboard. What is this? Well, okay, so when you type on the keyboard on your iPhone, for those that are English speaking, we use the QWERTY keyboard. So obviously the ASDF, GH, JKLL, semicolon is our home row. So that is the keyboard, and that is how, and we have to add a new keyboard that is just all strictly emoji. And so there is a keyboard for emoji. So I'm going to double tap on this.
Keyboards. Back button.
Go to the right.
Keyboards. Heading.
Mm-hmm.
Edit. Dimmed.
There's
button.
The edit. Go to the right.
English. United States.
All right. Button. Because I live in the United States, I'm using English. It's going to say United States English. So this is default keyboard. Now, if you go one more to the right.
Add new keyboard.
Ellipsis. There is button. The add keyboard. That's what we want to do. We need to add an emoji keyboard. So double tap this.
Cancel.
Button. All right. Now it's going to present all the keyboards that are available. First, it's going to go through all the different various English speaking countries that want to use the English keyboard by their country. And then it will follow by all the different various languages available. And because emoji starts with the letter E, it's going to be down in the E section. So let me get through the English part. So as you swipe to the right.
Add new keyboard. Suggested keyboard. English. Other iPhone keyboards. English. Australia. English. Canada. English. India. English. Japan. English, Singapore, English, United Kingdom, Arabic.
All right, so we got through all the English. Now we're getting to the different languages like Arabic. And now we're just going to keep swiping to the right until we get to emoji. It's right after the Dutch keyboard.
Armenian, Azerbaijani, Bangla, Belarusian, Bulgarian, Catalan, Cherokee, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Danish, Dutch, Belgium, Dutch, Netherlands, emoji.
There she is. There's the emoji. Just do a one finger, double tap on emoji.
Emoji, keyboards. Back
and
button.
Boom, it's put on in the keyboard section. You're not going to see anything, so I'm going to swipe to the right. You should see now there's two keyboards.
Keyboards, edit, button, English, United States, button.
Mm-hmm. There's that first one.
Emoji.
There's
actions
the emoji.
Available.
Now, emoji's installed. Now we got one step of the two that we need. Now let's go back out, top left.
Keyboards, back button.
Just tap on that back.
General, back button.
And then one more. Back, top left, double tap.
Settings, back button.
And now we're going to go find accessibility.
Restrictions, date and time, keyboard, date and restrictions, background app, iPhone storage, accessibility.
There it
button.
Is. So I found the accessibility. Double tap on accessibility.
Selected. General, back button.
And we're going to flick right until we get to voiceover.
Accessibility, vision, head, voiceover, on.
Button. Oh, there it is. Double tap that.
Voiceover, accessibility, back button.
And we're going to go down to something called verbosity.
Voiceover.
I'm going
heading.
To the right.
Voiceover. Voiceovers. Tap once to double tap. Swipe three finger. Voiceover prac. Speaking rate. Speaking rate. Speech. Verbosity.
There
button.
It is. Verbosity. Double tap that.
Selected. Voiceover.
Now,
back
it's way towards the bottom. You can flick right all you want if you want to go flick, 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 flick. I'm just going to do a four finger and tap the bottom of the screen.
Determines how closed that captions plus S.
Takes me to the very end, and now I'm going to go backwards. So I'm going to go left.
Media descriptions. Speaks the emoji suffix.
There
off.
It is. Emoji
double
suffix.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I'm going to double tap that.
On.
And it turns it on. And then there's a description to the right of this, and I'll just let it read to you.
Speaks the word emoji when emoji are read in text content.
There you go. That's pretty much why we want to do that. Now, we got this all set up. Now, I just need you to hit the home button.
Settings.
Okay, so we're out and we are ready to go to our message app, and so we can start using the emoji rotor and show you how you can replace the different emojis and things like that. So I'm going to show you the various ways you can do it. So go to your message app.
Messages.
Mm-hmm.
Double tap to open.
Okay, do a one finger double tap to open that.
Messages. Edit.
On. I'm going to go to the top right where it has the compose button.
Compose. Button.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap that.
Two. Text field is editing.
So character obviously,
mode. Insertion point at start.
You need a person's name in there. Right now for this demonstration, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go straight to the message itself. Find it.
Messaging apps. Message. Send. Message.
There it
text
is.
Field.
Okay, so.
Double tap to edit.
This
here's
is
the rotor
obviously.
To access misspelled.
Where we would enter a typical message. All right, now, the first way I'm going to show you, I'm going to go ahead and double tap that. So I can go to...
Insertion point message.
There we go.
Text field is
I am now
character mode. Insertion
we're presented
point at start.
With a keyboard, and I'm going to put in the word pizza, like we were just using before. So P.
So, prediction. Cap E.
P.
Cap E. U. I. Z. Z. Pick Z. Z. A.
All right. Now, for those that don't know, there is word suggestions right past the send button. What is that? It is a bar that goes across and it suggests words for you. Well, believe it or not, one of those options could suggest you an emoji. So as I type pizza, obviously I know there is an emoji for pizza. So this is one way you can do it. So you can just flick to the right.
S.
Go right up
Sierra.
To the message here. Let's try that again.
Messaging apps. Button. Mm-hmm. Message. Text field is editing. Pizza.
Pizza.
Character
okay.
mode.
Go to the
insert,
right.
Send.
There's the send button.
Pizza. Original text.
Okay, so there's the original text. It says pizza. That's a word. P-I-Z-Z is a word. And I'm in the suggestion area, so I'm going to go to the right.
Pizzas. Best prediction.
Now, if it wants me to replace that, you can double tap that, but that's not what I want to do. I want to go one more to the right.
Slice of pizza emoji. Prediction.
Ah, you hear that? Slice of pizza emoji. And if you want that emoji, you just do a one finger double tap on it.
Space. Slice has prediction.
All right, so let's take a look.
Message. Text field is editing. Slice of pizza emoji. Character Boom. Mode. Insertion point at end.
So, use the it loader is to now access misspelled. An emoji is a picture, and then you can keep typing as you want. So that's how you can do one word at a time. So that is how you can replace a word with an emoji. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and delete
insertion
that now.
Point at start.
Let's get that rid of that.
Use the return. Delete. Cap L.
Oops.
Delete. Cap L.
Okay.
Insertion. Space.
I'm just
delete.
Deleting.
Slice of pizza emoji.
All right.
Delete.
I'm just cleaning it all up. I'm going to show you a different way now. Now, let's go back to the message here.
Attach media. Messaging apps. Message. Text field.
Okay.
Is editing. Insertion point at
now,
end.
If you're like me, I use Siri quite a bit for texting. So this is a great way to replace a bunch of emoji or just a single emoji after you typed or speak in dictation of everything. So you don't have to write out everything. So I'm going to put down something like, let's do this. My dog love pizza! Exclamation mark. Okay.
Inserted my dog loves pizza.
My dog loves pizza. All right, this is where you can change whatever emoji is available. It's going to be intelligent enough or smart enough to know which word does have an emoji without you having to know what emoji there is available or to hunt for it. This is a nice feature and a tip that I mentioned. So go to the bottom left. It should be your more numbers and more letters, right? Well, to the right of that, or to the left of the space bar, is a dictation, or I'm going to say, it is a dictation there, but to the right of the more letters and more numbers should be a keyboard.
Next keyboard, emoji.
There it is.
W tap and hold, then drag up to select another keyboard. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
All right, so we need to activate more keyboard. So I'm going to do a one finger double tap.
Next keyboard, English US.
All right, so basically, what this means is that we're now in the emoji mode. We're in the emoji keyboard. And this is the only time the emoji rotor will appear. So I'm going to use my rotor gesture, and I'm going to find the emoji on my rotor. So I'm going to do a rotate here.
Emoji.
There it is. And what I did, I took my two fingers and twisted like a dial counterclockwise. Not clockwise, but once to the counterclockwise, and then I got to my emoji. Now, let's see what's available by swiping down that I'm now in the emoji mode. Let's go swipe down.
Dog. Double tap to choose a replacement emoji. Use the rotor to access misspelled words. Emoji.
Okay. So we have a dog. A dog could be replaced with an emoji.
Love. Double tap to choose a replacement emoji. Use the rotor to access misspelled words. Emoji.
And love.
Pizza.
And
double tap
pizza.
To replace with slice of pizza emoji. Use the rotor to access misspelled words. Emoji.
Now, because I know this and pizza is a slice of pizza, if there's more than one emoji for a certain word, like pizza only has one, so slice of pizza, if you double tap that, it will automatically replace the word pizza with a slice of pizza. I'm going to use the love. I'm going to go up one.
Love.
Double tap
to choose
that.
A replacement emoji. Use the rotor. Love. Red heart emoji. Button. One of five.
As you can hear, there's five different love emojis. So this is just a typical red heart.
Two hearts emoji. Button. Two of five.
You can get two heart.
Pulsating heart emoji. Button. Three of
pulsating
five.
Pulsating heart.
Hearts with stars emoji. Button.
With stars.
Four of five. Heart with arrow emoji. Button. Five at five.
All right. So you have five different emojis to pick from to replace the word love. I'm going to do the original. So I'm going to go back left.
Hearts with stars. Pulsating heart. Two hearts emoji. Red heart emoji.
That one.
One of five.
I'm going to go ahead and do a one finger double tap.
Red heart emoji. Message. Emoji replacements available.
All right. So let's take a look.
Message. Emoji replacements available. Text field is editing. My dog red heart emoji. Pizza. Insertion point between red heart emoji and
my dog red heart pizza. Now there's a lot of voice over going on. The nice part says, hey, there is some emoji availability to replace it. That's one way to know that there is a replacement, but you still have to get to the emoji rotor to do that. Now, since I replaced just one, do you have to use the rotor again? Yes. If you want to use a replacement again, you'll have to use the rotor again.
Emoji.
And then swipe down.
Dog.
And then there's the
double
dog.
Tap to choose a replacement emoji. Pizza.
And then there's a pizza. Because you already placed the heart with the love, it's not going to replace it. Now, I'm going to give you a tip, and it's from personal experience. Anyway, etiquette is don't overdo it. My kids always rolls their eyes and says, "Dad, one emoji is enough." But emojis, use it infrequent, not seldom, not all the time. And so I don't know. My wife and I send back each other a lot of emojis. We don't care, but the kids do. So I guess there's a limit of like that is too much or too little. I don't know. It's kind of funny because I've done dog and a heart and a piece of and they're like, "Dad, that's way too much, man." And I have to agree. You can't put all pictures. But anyway, since we have already done the heart, I'm gonna show you. Let's just do the heart. Let's do the dog.
Dog. Double tap to choose a dog. Dog emoji. Button. One of two.
There's two of them. There's just a dog.
Dog face emoji. Button.
And then there's a dog face. So I'm going to just do dog face. So if you want that one, one finger double tap.
Dog face emoji.
And
message.
Everything is changed.
Emoji replacements
so
available.
Go back to the message.
Show more. Button. Message. Emoji replacements available. Text field is editing. My dog face emoji, red heart emoji, pizza, insertion point between dog face emoji, and space, at the sixth position.
Okay.
Use the emoji rotor to select words.
There's a lot of information there. Don't get confused there, but the bottom point is that it showed that it has the dog face, and the love heart now is replaced with an emoji. So that is the second way of doing it. If you want to manually add in an emoji yourself, this it can be pretty tricky, and I don't really particularly care doing it because it's so many emojis. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Oh, my gosh. There's not really any easy way to do it. However, once you find an emoji and you use it, it'll become in a category of favorites. So towards the bottom where that keyboard was.
Frequently used category. Radio button.
Right now,
use the rotor
it's got
to access
frequently
misspelled words. Emoji.
And if I go to the right.
Selected. Smileys and people category. Radio
okay
button.
There's all these
use the rotor
different
to access
emoji categories that you can pick from. And there's hundreds of them and within each of these categories. So if I go to the right.
Animals and nature category.
There's
radio
animal.
Button. Food and drink category.
Food.
Activity category.
Mm-hmm.
Radio. Travel and places category. Radio button. Objects category. Radio button. Symbols category. Radio button. Flags category. Radio button, flags category.
See what I mean?
Radio
there's so many of them. However, since we're into the smiley thing, let's make sure I'm on there.
Frequently used category, selected. Smileys
there
and people
is
category.
You
radio
see,
button.
Did you hear that? It's,
use
it's
the rotor
actually,
to access misspelled word.
Selected. Well, the easiest way for me to find the emoji and all the various one without entering it, the best way I found just tap towards the top and then swipe to the right.
Message. Emoji replacements
message
available. Send.
I'm going to the
button
right. Now, once I get
send
past
using
the right,
message
your typical keyboard comes up here, right? Well, this is going to be the keyboard of emoji, and there's going to be a ton of them all about smiley stuff. So let's just review a few.
Smileys and people. Grinning face with normal eyes. 31.
Mm-hmm.
Grinning face with white eyes. 32. Grinning face with squinting eyes. 33. Grinning face with clenched teeth. 30. Grinning face with tightly closed eyes. Smileys and people. Heading. Smileys and people, grinning face with squinting eyes and face with tears of joy. Third face rolling on the floor laughing. 38.
Yeah, so there are so
use the
many
rotor
of
to access
these things, right? And once you find one, if I want that, just do a one finger double tap.
Face rolling on the floor laughing emoji.
Now, it should be added to my message. Now, because I was being sloppy, you remember the edit mode was in the sixth character. So I think it's going to jam it in between the dog and pizza. Or I'm sorry, love. Let's find out. I'm going to go towards the top and go to the right.
Show more. Button. Message. Emoji replacements available. Text field is editing. My dog face emoji. Face rolling on the floor laughing emoji. Red heart emoji. Pizza. insertion point between face.
Exactly. So it did exactly what I did. So you have to know to understand how to use the characters, the swiping up and down to go one character at a time, so for the placement. But anyway, the point is, that is the quick tip. I wanted to show you the three different ways how you can replace your messages and the words with emojis. It's pretty simple. As you can see in my demonstration, I just replaced it as I typed it. And then I showed you the demonstration how, if you have a whole sentence already made by Siri dictation, how you went to the keyboard and you went to the emoji and went to the rotor and went to find the emoji within the rotor and then swipe down, and it shows you the options you can pick from to replace the words with the emoji. And we just double tap that. And if it has more than one emoji for an item, like the heart, for example, I had five different ones. I went to the right and left to find the emoji that I want, double tapped it, and boom, and then we replaced it. And then lastly, I showed you all the different categories towards the bottom and how you can preview each one of those emojis if you dare to try to look to all of them and keep swiping to the to the right, and you can go through all the emojis. So those are all those three different ways. I hope this was very helpful, and for those that have reached out and want to know how to use the emoji on the rotor. All right, you guys take care until my next podcast. You just hang in there. All right, goodbye, guys. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.